Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 29th and final day of the month of Adar Sheni. Today's Erev Rosh Chodesh. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Please continue to keep in mind and to daven, to pray for a 6-year-old girl here in Boca, Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel. Additionally, a tragic struck yesterday, also here in South Florida, a 2-year-old girl fell into a pool and is very much in need of our tefillos, of our prayers. She's in critical condition. I'll share her name several times. Elena Orna Bas Chain Chana. Again, it's Helena Orna Bas Chain Chana. Again, I'll share it one last time and we'll include it in tomorrow's email, Emir Tashem. Elena Orna Bas Chain Chana. Elena Orna Bas Chain Chana. As well as Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malka Chana, dear friend, and Tinok Ben Nechama Devorah, may they and all of those in need of a refuah shalema may come quickly, easily, and painlessly. May all of our tefillos be answered with tova for good. As we shared many times in the past on the call, for whatever reason, for whatever purpose that we're on this call, whether it's those in need of a refuah, Gabni, of course, for the hostages and for our dear soldiers in Eretz Yisrael, and for every Jew in Eretz Yisrael and around the world, and for those davening for Shiduchim, those are davening, hoping, yearning for children, in need of Parnassa, whatever it might be, may all of our tefillos be answered, Latova, for good. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ezra Goldschmidt of Shari Torah in Cincinnati, Ohio, to share the Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Goldschmidt slowly reciting the following 5 chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach, or Tzahal, the Mishaberach, or the Tzulim for the Shvuim who are still held hostage. Rabbi Goldschmidt will conclude with the Mishaberach, Lecholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so anytime. Subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And as we're so fortunate not only to have callers from around the country, from around the world, but around the country too, for those who are on the path of the solar eclipse today, I believe Rabbi Goldschmidt is, in Ohio, and some of those of you who are in Texas as well as other parts of the country, be careful. Hope everyone has those solar glasses not to look directly in unless one has those glasses, but to enjoy this phenomenon. I believe the next one I heard is, I think, in 2078. So we have a bit of a while until the next solar eclipse that I believe that will at least go over the United States. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Goldschmidt.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, and good afternoon, everybody. It's a pleasure to once again share some Torah with you, especially on a unique kind of day, as Rabbi Herman mentioned. I live in Cincinnati, Ohio, where in less than an hour from now, we'll be experiencing the solar eclipse from my own home. I'll eventually get to a point where 99.8% of the sun will be blocked out. I could drive about 20 minutes northwest and experience a total solar eclipse, and many locals will be doing exactly that. You've likely heard some Torah already about an eclipse, about how our primary sources understood this phenomenon. It's not a simple topic to address. In Talmudic times, we had no natural explanation for it, and the sages, Chazal, they seem to have connected eclipses to our behavior. It says in Masechet Sukkah, and Daf Chaf Ped Amud Aleph, as follows, "Bizman shehachama loka," when the sun is stricken literally, that's almost unanimously understood as a reference to a solar eclipse, "siman ra lechol ha'olam kulo," It's a bad omen for the entire world. Masha lemah davar dome, what can we compare this to? L'melech basar v'dam sha'asa se'uda la'avada v'hiniach panas lefnehem. To a mortal king who sets out a feast before his servants, placing a lamp before them as well, ka'as aleihem v'amar la'avdo. At some point he gets angry with them and says to one of his servants, tol panas mipenehem v'hoshivema b'choshech. Take the lamp from them, leave them in darkness. Our commentaries, especially those which came after we gained a better scientific understanding of what is happening during an eclipse, the commentaries find all of this difficult. How can eclipses be a siman ra, a bad omen for the world, in a world where we also assume the dynamics of schar va'onesh, reward and punishment, for the decisions we as free-willed human beings make? If we all were to live our lives correctly and be undeserving of any sort of punishment, the eclipse would still happen. So how does this make any sense? How could it be a bad omen? Some answers are given to this challenge, but I'll be honest, I'm not particularly fond of any of them. Instead, I have a suggestion. It's my own thought, take it or leave it, which I would like to share with you. You know, I read this Gemara, and with my Daf Yomi hat on, I teach Daf Yomi on a regular basis, I noticed a certain word, that an eclipse is a siman of evil for the world. We usually translate that as an omen, like I translated before. It's a foreboding message of what's to come to the world. But that's not the only way to translate siman. How else can we translate siman? A sign of sorts. Those who learned Daf Yomi just finished learning about the mitzvah of Hashavat Aveda, returning lost objects, and a detail which plays a significant role in determining how and when one announces that he's found an item, he's looking for its owner, is the presence of a siman, that the item in question has some distinctive feature which serves as a sign that only the true owner could use to describe what was lost. For example, the book I found must be his because without looking at it, he was able to tell me that page 4 is missing. He provided a siman. A siman then is a sign that when paired with some deductive reasoning, we can use to gain more information. Information in this instance, which can demonstrate that somebody has intimate knowledge of an object and it must be his. I'd suggest that perhaps that is how we can understand the notion of a siman when our sages speak of a solar eclipse. Perhaps it's not an omen at all, but instead, a brief few moments in time which can serve as a sign to us that we can use to understand ra la'olam kulo, the implications of when a world is filled with wickedness. What do I mean? I remember what it's like to experience an eclipse. We also had one a few years ago in 2017. To be honest, I remember looking up towards the sun and moon with my special glasses, of course, and being pretty underwhelmed. I was thinking, yep, that's what the many eclipse pictures I had seen before indicated I would see. Okay, I guess. Looking up there, I was underwhelmed. But that wasn't the whole experience, because down here on Earth is where something really interesting is going on. And my recommendation would be that you take some time to focus on that as well. The whole world, in a sudden, terribly noticeable way, has gone bland. It's very different from the darkness of night. The lights are still on, but the colors are faded, everything looks wrong, the whole world feels like it's missing what makes it special. In those moments, we can understand what it means for the world to be missing something terribly significant, something which makes life, life. I'd suggest that perhaps the statement of our sages, Chazal, then, is to be understood as follows. During an eclipse, we can appreciate, thankfully it's not for very long, it's just a brief instructive example, but we can appreciate what it means for a world to have gone bad. Ra l'chol ha'olam kulo. What do I mean? A Midrash Tehillah makes the following claim, take it literally and or figuratively. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Yom shecharav beit ha-mikdash, ein yom she'ein bo siman klala." Ever since the temple was destroyed, not a day goes by without some sign of this curse. The ein tal yored livracha v'nital tam ha-perot, the dew doesn't descend like it used to, fruits don't taste the same. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shuman HaPeros Betela. Rabbi Yehuda says the deliciousness of fruits are gone. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Afatara Betela. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar adds that purity is gone. The Hareach Vahamasas Batlu. Vahashuman Vahadagan. Fragrance is gone. Real biblical tithing is gone. Oil and grain are gone. A lot is missing. You know, literally, these rabbis are describing a world in which they sense that something is terribly off, much like what we experience during an eclipse. Apples don't taste like they used to. Rose bushes don't smell like they used to. We don't have any sense of purity anymore. Life isn't life. Life isn't remotely what it used to be. It isn't what it could be. Are they describing something tangible? Literal? Possibly. The point is, never having lived with a Beit HaMikdash in a time of true prospering, we wouldn't know. We can't tell how off things are, because we've never been of that world. They are certainly describing something intangible as well. I believe they're telling us that in a world of high spiritual achievement, the sort of world we aspire to, life will be more deeply experienced. Pleasures of this world will be so much more deeply appreciated. Relationships will be far more profound. People will be able to love each other like never before. Religious experiences, connections to God, purity, these won't be anywhere near as abstract. They will be so much more intense, so very real. We're missing something that allows us to really experience life as it was meant to be experienced. God has, so to speak, left us eating our banquet in darkness. You know, maybe I can feel my way around and find some chopped liver, but this is not the way it was meant to be experienced. So look around at the world during the eclipse, the world down here. It's a siman, it's a sign. You know, we do know what the world looks like when the sun is shining. Compare it to what we see at those moments. Appreciate it deeply how nothing looks right. Life is missing its vibrancy. And then understand the impact that immorality and evil has on our world. You know, I've heard people ask, you know, we don't say a blessing. There's no bracha on an eclipse. Why? We recite brachot on so many natural phenomena, including some very rare ones. Why no bracha on this? The simple answer given by some is that it's a siman kala. It's a bad omen. You don't make a blessing on that. With what I'm suggesting, I think we can understand more deeply what that really means. You know, by contrast, what do we do when we see fruit trees blossoming? A beautiful sight. We make a special bracha which shows our deep appreciation for what God has given us. By the way, yeah, Rosh Chodesh Nisan's coming up. We should, if you haven't done so already, try to find the opportunity to make that bracha. Now is the season for it. What do we do when we're shaken by the sound of thunder? When we experience, as many of you on this call did this past Friday, when we experience an earthquake, we use it as a moment to meditate on God's power. We make a bracha, shekocho ugvarato malei olam, that God's abilities and power fills the world, etc., etc. Brachot help us appreciate the many aspects of God's grandeur. But if we experience the world during an eclipse, it's a unique moment, sure. But essentially, like I said, everything around us is bland. The world is missing something during those moments. And therefore, we don't make a bracha on that. Making a bracha is the opposite of what we should do when the whole world seems deader. What we should do, I believe, is reflect on that experience of missing something. Use it as a siman, a sign. And then, when the world turns right again a few minutes later, vibrant colors return. Appreciate how in other ways of our lives, the lights are still out. We have so much more to strive for, and we need to earn it. God willing, we make this afternoon an experience that drives us towards that world, a world where we have achieved great spiritual heights, one in which we are truly living. We can get there, and having some enhanced appreciation that we're not there yet is a useful motivator worth tapping into. We'll now recite five chapters of Tehillim, as Rabbi Herman mentioned. We'll begin with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. L'mnatzeach mizmor leDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai biyom tzara, yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezecha mikodesh, u'mitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol menchosecha, ve'olasecha yadasha nefela. Yitzen lecha chilvadecha, v'chol atzavsecha yimalei. Yivanana bishuasecha, u'veshem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Hata yodati, כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קודשו, בגברוס ישד ימינו. אלה ברכב ואלה בססים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. כינו קראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונסודד, אדוני הושיע המלך יעננו ביום קורנו. פרק כ"ג, chapter 23. מזמור לדוד, אדוני רואי לא אחסר, בינוס דשא ירביצני, על מי מנוחוס ינהלני. נפשי ישובב, מנחיני ומעגלי צדק, למען שמו. גם כי אלך בגית המודס, לא יררה, כי אתה עמדי, שבתך ומשנתך, הימה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד סורריי, Dishanta Vashemen Roshi Kosi Revaya. Ach Tov Achesed Yerdefuni Kol Yemei Chayai V'Shavti Beveis Adonai Le'orech Yamin. Per Kuf Chafalef, Chapter 121. Shir Lama'alos Esa Inai El Haharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shomayim Va'aretz. Ayitein Lamot Ragecha Ayanum Shomerecha. Hinei lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecho, Adonai tzilecha al yad yimirecho, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorecha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecho, Adonai yishmor tzeisecha uvolecho, me'ata ve'ad olam. Per Kuflamid, Chapter 130. Shir ha-ma'alos min ha-ma'akim k'rasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema v'koli, tiyena oznecha kashuvos l'kol tachan unai. Im avonos tishmor yoh, Adonai mi yamud. Ki imecha hasalicha leba'an tivare. Ki visi Adonai kivasa nafshi v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai nishomim laboker shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed v'harbe imo fedus, v'hu yifda es Yisrael. Mikol Avonosav. And lastly, Parakuf Membet, Chapter 142. Askil David, Biosel Vamara Sefila. Koli el Adonai Ezak, Koli el Adonai Eschanon. Eshpok lefanav Sichi, Sarasi lefanav Agid. Behisatef alai Ruchi, Yata Yodata Mesivasi, Beorachasu Ahalech Kamenu Fachli. Hanfeit yamin ure'e ve'eni makir, ovan manos mimeni, ein dobesh lenafshi. Za'akti elecha Adonai, omarti ato machsi, chelki be'eretz hachayim. Hakshiva el minasi, ki dalosi ma'od. Hatsivaini me'rodafai, ki amatsu mimeni. Hotfia mimasker nafshi, lohodos es shemecha, bi achtiru tzadikim, ki sigmol alai. On our side achenu, a short prayer that the Jewish people receive every sort of physical and spiritual salvation that is needed. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanasunim batzara uvashivya haomedim bein bayam uvein bayabasha hamakom yirachem alayhem v'yotziyim yitzara lervacha umeafela laora umishivu legeula hashta ba'agala uvizman kariv v'nomar amen. Now a prayer for the IDF that they should have the utmost success in their heroic work. Yishaberach alosinu Abraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov hu yivarech es chayalei tzava ha-hagana v'Yisrael v'anshei kuchos ha-bitachon ha-omedim al mishma arcenu v'arei Eloheinu migvul ha-levanon v'ad midbar Mitzrayim u'min hayam ha-gadol ad levo ha-arava u'vachol makom shehim v'yavasha ba'avir u'vayam yitzir Adonai es oyevenu ha-kamim alinu nigafim lefnehem. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה ומכל נגע ומחלה, ישפך ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. יבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויעטרנה בחסר ישועה ובעטרת ניצחון, יקוימה בהם הכתוב כי אדוני אלוהיכם ההולך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אויביכם להושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. Now a prayer for those in captivity that they should return home safely and soon. Yishaberach avosenu Abraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Yosef Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo hu yivarech v'yishmor v'yinsor es nedrei tzava ha-hagana l'Yisrael u'shvuyav v'es kol achinu hanesunim b'tzara u'vshivya v'avur shekol ha-kahal ha-kadosh hazeh mispalel b'avuram. Ha-kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem v'yotziim mechoshech v'tzlamavis u'mosor oseim yinatik u'mimitzuk oseihem yoshiim v'yishivim mehera l'chik mishpach oseihem. יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו לבני אדם, יקוימה בהם מקרא שכתוב, ופדויי אדוני ישובון ובהוציאון ברינה, ושמחת עולם על ראשם, ששון ושמחה ישיגו ונשאו יגון ואנחה, ונאמר אמן. And then we conclude with the Mishaberach for Cholim, a prayer for those who are sick, as we say it together and pause, please insert the name of those in need of a refuah shalema, a full and complete recovery. Mishaberach avosenu, Abraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aaron, David u'Shlomo, hu yivarech v'yirapei es ha-cholim. בעבור שאנו מתפללים בעבורם. בזכר זה הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם להחלימם ולרפוסם ולהחזיקם ולהחיוסם, וישלח בהם המהיר רפואה שלמה מן השמיים לכל איבריהם ולכל גיליהם בסוף שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השלה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Goldschmidt. I look forward to having you back on the program in the Yirtzeh Hashem, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizek, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Chodesh Tov.